Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iraqi Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani stepping down as president of the self-ruled Northern Kurdish region. James Jeffrey, a former U.S. ambassador to Iraq and currently a fellow at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, tells VOA Barzani had no other choice but to resign.
Because if he steps down, then that will open the door to the step of annulling the referendum vote, because that is the demand of both the Abadi government in Baghdad and all of the neighbors.
Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has called the Kurdish independence referendum vote illegal and in response sent his forces to retake control of disputed areas that were in control of the Kurds. Hundreds of thousands of Catalans took to the streets of Barcelona on Sunday, voicing their opposition to the region's declaration of independence amid vast political uncertainty for the region in northeastern Spain. Catalonia's political leadership was fired on Saturday by central authorities in Madrid, who are trying to tame the worst political crisis Spain has seen in decades. 3 days after an opposition boycotted presidential election rerun, Kenyan opposition leader Raila Odinga demanded a new election within 90 days. Odinga accused the U.S. and other Western governments of being very responsible for urging Thursday's repeat vote. The vote counting is nearly complete, but election officials are unsure how to handle some 25 constituencies where voting was blocked. President Uhuru Kenyatta was declared winner of the first election that was on August the 8th, but nullified by the Supreme Court. This is VOA.